Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just want to start out with a little song, right?
Come on.
What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? How's it go next?
I don't know the next one.
I always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. Da, da. Da. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
There you go.
I'm gonna zip up my sweater, change
my shoes.
And we're talking about Mr. Rogers. You know, the Mr.
Classic Mr. Rogers.
There it is, Mr. Rogers. And this man impacted so many people's lives.
Yes.
And as a minister, we're going to hear a little bit about his life today. But he has a new documentary. Well, he don't, but there's a new documentary out that his wife was a part of helped producing.
Wow. I didn't even know he was a minister. How awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
What does Francis Assisi say about that?
Francis of Assisi said, "Preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words."
That's so important. That's what he did.
Yeah.
You know, he totally did that. His occupation was a children television presenter, actor, puppeteer. The puppets. Anyway, so the puppet, singer, composer. He wrote all that music. He wrote all that script.
Did he?
Television producer, author, educator, and Presbyterian minister. And this documentary just went out on his life. It's entitled, you know, the title of it is, "Won't You Be My Neighbor?"
Neighbor.
And it's like the 13th largest grossing documentary in the history of documentaries in the world. I think it's at 20 million, and that's just in like 52 days.
That's amazing.
It's at 20 million in 52 days.
That's awesome.
If you want to feel good, I'm telling you, you want to go probably see this documentary. I got a chance to see it yet, but we saw a lot of his life. You're fixing to hear some things, as a matter of fact, right now. And he's being interviewed by Charlie Rose, and he's asking the question to him, how does this thing work? And he's talking very specifically, and it's very profound. We're going to show you why it's important, understanding from a Christian perspective what he's saying is, he says, you know, what you're seeing, what you see with people, that's not really what's there. It's what's behind what you're seeing. As a matter of fact, listen up.
You know, I have a little plaque beside my chair upstairs in the office that says, "What is essential is invisible to the eye." That may sound like something strange for somebody who works in television, but the older I get, the more important I know that is.
Why is it important?
Because what we see is rarely what is essential. What's behind your face is what's essential.
You talked about what's essential is what you can't see. What can't we see about you that's essential to you, to understanding you?
Well, you can't see my my spiritual life unless you ask me about it. You don't see my family life unless you ask me about it. I mean, it seems to me, Charlie, that the things that are center stage are rarely the things that are the most important. It's usually what happens over in the wings.
It's usually what happens over in the wings. This is so important because so many people are worried about their clothes, what their hair looks like. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, we're not stylish. But
yeah.
Reminds me of what Jesus said, you know, about in the scriptures.
We have it right here.
There it is.
Put this up. I want you to see this. Cue up 4594.
Well, look not unto the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18.
So we're spirits that have bodies that possess a soul. And so many people, John, are worried about the outside of their life. They spend their whole life trying to make the outside, while the inside, they're falling apart. And people don't understand. God's focused on the inner parts of you, your
heart.
Not
the outside of the cup, right?
Yeah.
It's the heart.
But how many people, John, are miserable?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to figure out how to, they're changing the outside. They're on some weight loss program, some exercise program, changing their jobs, changing their car, but the inside, they're falling apart. They're hurting. Right. They're depressed. Listen, it's just like Mr. Rogers said, The most important part of you is the part that nobody sees, that you feel and you sense, your emotions, your soul, what you think, what you want, and what you feel. So I want to encourage you, just like Mr. Rogers talked about, begin to focus on people, your loved ones like that, your coworkers, your family, and realize people could look all right on the outside, but could be falling apart on the inside.
We've seen it so many times in Hollywood. We've seen it so many times with business folks that you would think with wealth and prosperity and things and stuff, but they're jumping out of buildings and they're doing, you know, crazy things to themselves. You got to get healed on the inside. Really focus on that.
That's so important. We want to hear from you. If that's you, comment below. We want to hear about that. Write to us at friends@bfnkb.com. Think about this question. This is a question that he was asked, that Mr. Rogers was asked, was, you know, what did you learn from children? Do you even listen to children? Well, Jesus has something to say about the children. Take a look.
What have you learned from the kids?
Practically everything.
Like what?
How to know that it's all right to say what comes to your mind right away.
Before the protective mechanisms take hold of you.
Yeah. Jesus said to the people around him, please let the little children come up here. I want to learn from them. He may not have said those words, but I think that's what he meant. I want to be involved with these innocent people who make up the kingdom of heaven.
That's so powerful. Look at the scripture right here. This is exactly what Mr. Rogers was talking about. You're looking at Matthew 19:14. John, read that right there.
Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for such belong the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19:14.
That's so powerful. Unless we become like a child, we can't even inherit the kingdom of God. And it's like, you know, this is important. We'll be talking in our future program. You guys see it with Dinesh D'Souza, because people say you need to have a childlike faith.
Yeah.
But that's in regards to trusting God. But we need to be activated, because Mr. Rogers was activated his whole life.
And he had
intensely
strong faith.
Writing songs. Yeah, he had strong, strong faith. I think about this too, John, that we always talk about abiding. You can't do anything outside of an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, right?
That's right.
Listen, we have something else too. This big question that he was asked right here. Mr. Rogers was asked about, you know, so many people like to give things, but they don't know how to receive things, you know? And when somebody gives you something, I mean, it's very important how you receive that.
Absolutely.
And what he learned.
For so many reasons.
Yes.
Especially if you want to get something back again.
But
for so many reasons, it is.
Give me that thing back. I saw somebody give somebody a birthday present. I'm not telling you who that was. And he had an attitude and stuff, and his grandmother goes, give me that thing back. You know? But there's something in when somebody gives you a gift, if you receive it right, if you receive it with grace and appreciation, you know, I don't know. Jonathan gets up and goes, thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
All this.
I appreciate this.
We're playing around. He does that every morning. But think about this. This is what Mr. Rogers learned with children, is how you have to, when they give you something, they give you a drawing that they did at school. You know, and you're looking at it, it looks like hieroglyphics from Crayola to Crayola. You hang that on your refrigerator and you go, thank you so much. You don't guess at it. You let them tell you, because I always guess wrong. This is a giraffe. No, that's you, Daddy. No. And so, but listen about the grace of receiving something that he learned, Mr. Rogers learned. Take a look.
Well, I know that when I walk out of the studio someday and there is a child who has Down syndrome,
right,
for instance, and that child comes up and gives me a hug, I know that that's the field that I want to be growing in, because I see that people who are not the fancy people in this world are the ones who seem to nourish my soul. And I want to learn how to be the best receiver that I can ever be, because I think graceful receiving is one of the most wonderful gifts we can give anybody. If we receive what somebody gives us in a graceful way, we've given that person I think, a wonderful gift.
That's so important. Think about this. I mean, somebody takes all that time. They're thinking about you all day long. The teacher asks your child, listen, what do you want to make your father? What do you want to make your mother? And they make you some sort of clay thing, and they bake it, and they paint it. And they're thinking about you, and they're going to bring that thing to you. You know, whatever it be. It could be a paper. It could be an essay. You know, it could be a report card. Yeah. You know, it could be...
For those that they're not so expressive, you know, how important is it to formulate something to be able to let that person know that meant something of value? Because a lot of people take things internally. It's how they are.
Yeah, you can't hear that.
But you can't hear it.
Right. And I think about this, though, but when that same person goes to a job interview, they say, you know, I'm a people person.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That, you know, and the thing about it is, but sometimes we think you're doing somebody a favor by going, oh, you didn't have to do that for me.
Right.
It's like, no, John, thank you for the car. You know, I'm saying, if you're going to give me a car, I'm just going to say thank you so much. I'm going to be very appreciative. And
sure.
Okay, that sounds like so. But seriously, and so you think about all these years, like 30 years of children, you know, psychology and ministry and impacting the world. He talked about everything, and what he always would do, he'd just say, you know, he would listen to what they would do, and he would actually appreciate what they're doing. And what they had to say is important, because really, there is no big spirit, little spirit. Children have a spirit. You have a spirit. And I see people all the time. They treat their children like they're lesser than, or they're going to get to a day of respect. And it's like, we should honor your child, just like the children should honor the parent. But we should honor the child. We should respect them. They're just as important as we are. And Jesus said, suffer not the children to come unto me. Such is the kingdom of God. And that's what he was talking about.
To them, right?
John.
Yes.
How many people are not satisfied?
Tons of people.
Tons. Literally tons. You
know. Tons of people.
Yeah.
Because everyone's kind of, it seems like they just want the next thing. I've never met a person that says, you know, I'm always happy at this level. They always think about going up. They never see the level below them.
Because they were looking for satisfaction. And when they got to that level, but they got they didn't have it because it wasn't the thing that satisfied.
Yeah.
So you give that person a diamond ring, they're already looking for the next biggest diamond ring.
And we're meant to be satisfied. We really are.
Yeah.
But only God can fill that void.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're not going to find anything, any person. It's only going to be found in God.
Well, the secret really truly is, Jesus told us the secret, is actually loving other people as you would yourself. It's something empowering when you get your mind. I know this is difficult for some people. But think about this. You've been thinking about yourself all along. And the more you think about yourself, it's like a black hole. It just keeps going. I remember this particular commercial years ago where this lady struggled with her weight.
Mm.
So she came home, and it was funny. She put her back against the wall when she came into her house because there was a mirror. And then she would hit the floor and roll where the mirror is, roll down and pop back up again, not wanting to see herself in the mirror. And so many people are so looking at themselves intently in the mirror, constantly looking at how does my hair look? How does my weight look? How does my job look? And they're just not thinking about other people's hair, other people's life, other people's life. And guess what? Mr. Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood tells us the secret to being fulfilled in life. Check it out.
Have you ever known anybody who was really satisfied or happy who had never made a difference in somebody else's life?
No.
And what did he say? You have Charlie Rose saying, a man who's interviewed everybody.
Yeah.
He's like, no. And the truth is, this is exactly what the Lord talks about, the scripture talks about in Proverbs 11:25. He says, whoever brings blessing will be enriched. So when you bless other people, you're going to feel good about it, unless you're expecting something back. I mean, just the fact of doing it, right? It's not manipulation. And the one who waters will himself be watered. That's so important when you think about that, because some people are dry in their soul. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just dry and parched. I mean, everything's fine on the outside, but they're dry. But they're thinking about themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can I help someone else? And one thing, you know, we always talk about with the VFNKB love boxes, that you could begin to just send love to someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult because you have a lot of people, but when they're so blessed, it's hard to love on them because they're never satisfied what's going on. But there's a people, I mean, if you're in America.
There is a people, right?
Yeah, America's only 4.5% of the world's population. There's 7 billion people on the face of the earth.
That would be grateful to receive anything.
This is so exciting when you're seeing, you know, how important it is to be able to be a giver and a receiver, how to find satisfaction in life, how to abide. And this guy, the Mr. Rogers, impacted so many people in the world. I mean, think about it. Every mountain he impacted, you know, no matter what mountain that was of culture, It wasn't just the media mountain. It wasn't just the children mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the business mountain. I mean, so many people have been impacted because he cared about everybody. You think about that.
It's the truth. One person can truly make a difference. I remember so many days as a young, you know, boy watching him.
Yeah.
It was so encouraging.
It was.
And to know that it's still bearing fruit and to know the story behind the story.
Right.
Who knew that he was a minister? You know, so I often think that people mistake people's kindness for something else. It's
right.
Like, no, this man met with God.
To last that long and to be that consistent
is
a man that walks with God.
Yeah.
It's a man that walks with God. Even Charlie Rose was being touched.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, we're going to make this whole interview available to you, but also many other interviews. You can find it at vfnkb.com on The Torch. So you can just begin to soak in this. I encourage you to go see this documentary and remember that it's out of abiding relationship with Jesus Christ that he's able to do what he has done.
Hmm.
And it's just powerful. Think about this. You can do the same thing in your workplace. I don't care if you're a teacher or you're a business person or whether you're a mother or a father or whether you, you know, work in the car industry or you work in the clothing industry, wherever you're at.
That's right.
A singer, you know, whether you're an actor, I mean, whatever it is, you can be that person if you abide with the Lord and allow him to lead you and move in love and think about what's behind what you're seeing because that person's spirit is crying or blessed. You can bless. I want to be able to pray with you right now. This is so important. We'd love to hear from you. You know, comment below. What are your thoughts on Mr. Rogers and what you've learned today? Comment in the comment area below or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We'd love to hear from you. I want to pray with you right now. I'm just going to believe that God's going to impart into you the same thing that he imparted into Mr. Rogers, where you're going to have that heart to be peaceful every day, to spend time with God and abide with him. Don't forget to go to iabide.org and get that plan. I'll pray for you right now. Father God, I just bless our audience right now. I bless this lady right now that's looking right now. I just bless her. God, I speak encouragement over her. Encouragement over this man that's looking right now, this young man. I bless you. I speak vision and future over you. I pray your heart would be softened and that God would hear the cry of your heart and respond in the way that you need to heal you on the inside so you no longer have to worry about the outside. And God, we ask you right now, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.